Chaf Alma Bey's the very last line.
Says they get last three lines. Says they get last five lines. Tell them what we learned. Ovel and Ovel Gimul Yamim Harishainim. This is the rule according to this opinion. The first 3 days of Avelis, if one of the siblings, let's say, was far away, and he comes in from far away, bom him mokum kariv. If he comes from a close place, it could have come the same day. He took him up to 3 days, and Moini joins them, and he finishes his shiva the same time as they do. If it comes from a far away place, he couldn't have made it the first day, even though he made it by the second day. He starts counting from when he knows. From the fourth day onwards, even if you're close, he has to start counting his own cheshbon.
But does it mean from when he finds out, or it means from when he arrives?
In Shulchan Aruch it says the whole thing is totally when he finds out. No, but if he knew already and he started Avelis, then we don't care.
Why is he coming here?
Not if he knew he started Avelis an hour, a few hours before, where he started traveling, then his Avelis starts from when he started. However, if he didn't know, that means when he Avelis, he comes there, he joins them. It depends if he's close or not. Today we pass most of them pass, not everyone. And since within a plane, everything is a day away, even Australia, so therefore you're always going to have Makom Karev. And that's why family flies in and, you know, they join in, even the Levaya took place, or they join in.
What about the Indian of delaying the Levaya? I mean, that's
if it's Lekovet Hames. We'll soon see what the Gemara says here, but we'll soon see. Today's Gemara. Today's Gemara, right here. Rab Shimon disagrees. Rab Shimon, now look at Rab Shimon. Afilu Bobi Yemashvi, Mimokum Kodim, Moinimon. Rab Shimon says, even if you come from a faraway place, even if you come on the seventh day, if you came from a place you could come on the first day, you stand up together with everybody else. Moinimon, you stand up with them. Amma says, so we learn, Gimul Yomim Harishayim. When do we say the first 3 days, Bom Mimokum Kodim, Moinimon, or 7 days? Amma Rechivet Abba Mechen, who she has got, Labayis, Labayis. That the oldest machlekel God Labayis means either the oldest in the family, or it means the one that everyone relies on and makes all the decisions for the family. If he's there, then everyone else is bottled to that person, and therefore they count together with him. Rashi, Moina imohen imoavelim shabois mokum. That play, but tell us about him. Ho yil the mokum kodav, who is not close. Yochel love it betchilas avedus. The idea is he could have come the first day. Chashbin late moina us as if he came. Then moina lehei yom in 5 days him shadav with the rest of them. But moina laskel if he came after 3 days shiva shleiman complete 7 days. When do we say or the seven? When do we say for mokum kodav? He joins them if yesh got labayis bebayis shaba umale umatzur labayis bebayis. The oldest of the family was there also. Moina moina give them avedus bebayis shaba who had shoyman. Younger of them, who are your godl bederich? If the godl was not there yet, and he comes within 3 days, I feel a mokum kodiv. If the godl himself is the one who came in, since he has no one to be bottled to, whatever he comes in, he has to start counting 7 days from that day. Today we don't really have a godl because everything is shared equally, unless you have somebody really who runs the whole family.
Sometimes you see that if one person who's a baal kishkoinus
took over the family business, he runs the whole family and so on. Looking more right, the boy will have a question. Holar Godl Habayis Le Beis HaKvodah. The Habayis was there, but he followed the mitzvah to the Beis HaKvodah. It might be a day away. Mau, what's din? The Machlek is showing him. The question is, I'm what? On the Godl Habayis himself? When he comes back? Because he wasn't there the first day. But on the other hand, he went there for the mace. So therefore, maybe it's as if he's home. Or we're talking about somebody else came in the house, but the reason why the Godl Habayis wasn't home was because the Godl Habayis was tending to the affairs of the mace. Is that considered if the Godl Habayis is there? Toshma come near the Amr of Chibar Abba and Rabbi Yechon. I feel how like God Labai because he went to Beis HaKvor is Moine Imohen. He counts with them. He's like he's with them. Rashi, how like God Labai the Beis HaKvor is Amr Mita. Achar Mitosa Likaberi Yishoshon. He was saying 3 days. Ma'o Michash Bina Likaman Dehavi Beis. Is as if he's home. Hoyo Vlo Tzedech HaMeis HaLochita. He went with a mace. Moine Imohen. Da Veilu Shalem is Chilam is Shechoz. Okay, bye. Tomorrow. So, no, Rashi.
So
Moine
3 days in the base of
back and forth. Let's go to Tetris Roll. Came back. Moine and Avelus Shalehem Hischilu. When did their Avelus begin? They didn't follow the mitzvah. Their Avelus starts when they turn around from the trip. When they take it to the airport, let's say, they turn around and go home, that's when they start their Avelus. Mishachozu Peneh Minameis. Avelus Shagodl doesn't start Achi Yistam Agoyl until they actually bury and they cover the Arun. But since he plans to go back and he went for them, he joins them. Says you're right. Is that poshut? Freddy Gemara Moini Mon. You tell me the Godl Habayis wasn't there yet. He counts with them. Or the other people come later count with the people of Habayis, even though he's not there because he's going on their behalf. But Tani, we learn Moini La Atzma. He counts for himself. Says you're like Kasha. When it comes to Godl Habayis, even though before we said the halacha of Shimon that we say up even 7 day you come in as long as you could have come in 1 day, you consider part of the thing. When it comes to Godl Habayis, it's 3 days. If he comes back within 3 days, then he's part of the family, and then everybody else count when they started. After 3 days, a different story. Second, what about the Kihod? I'm Lord Abel Bnei Hatzalfoini. Rav once said to the members of the city of Tzalfoini, the Osu Begoy Tlosser, they came within 3 days. Limna Mahadaicha, those who came within 3 days, count with you. The Loy Osu Begoy Tlosser, the God of Labais, if it didn't come back within 3 days, Limna Lashayu, he counts on his own. The Rav said to the people of his city, Mechuzah, Atan, you guys, the Loy Yazli to Basar Asa, you didn't escort the mace itself. You turned around as soon as he left town and went back home. Michim hadlitu apaychu mibavas. You turned your face around from the tower, the gates of Abul. As chiluman, that's when you start counting. Even though the mace wasn't buried yet, for another couple of days. Rashi, the lazil bazar, the man, the ozil basal arsa, the people who followed the coffin, lechayle ale avelis doesn't commence at shenista magel to the buried. When they used to take the coffins from Bavel to Yisrael, leak the berry. Everybody's able to make it. They escorted, let's say, a distance of 4 mil, a meal, even 1 mil, and return home.
What's the notion of Goyel? That's the earth of the cave.
Goyel of Saison is a big machlekes where the Goyel lives. Machlekes Rashi and the Taisus, when we get to it, we'll see what the Goyel is. The Goyel is when you, the cover of the Oren, or is it the Matseva? Rashi holds actually the Matseva. And Rashi holds to cover the Oren and Tez holds the Matseva. We'll see.
Did they use Aronis?
Actually, Yistam HaGoyel.
Did they use Aronis? I mean, in Rashi, in France, I'm not surprised. But
obviously, they did because they're talking about that. It's going to invite. So I want to ask you, Apaycho b'bavad abulam, Mishara chitzen shal eiv, the outer gate to Megorsha and its suburbs, the Asisla became home. Askilamonu yimeavelu, you commence counting. Avagad l'anikwa meitzen geberi ad yomadabim, a long time later. Imagine, a trip from b'bavad Israel could have taken a week. Avagad l'avelis, ein chol, and here you see clearly a lot of delay. You're delaying a burial from b'bavad to Israel could take a long time, but they did it l'kovet hameis, to be buried in Israel. Even though generally it's not chal, until you close up the goyel, they did chud you. You're not going to see it. When you go back home from the levaya, it's as if you, as far as you're concerned, the mess was buried already.
Traveling across the deserts of Bavel,
imagine
to get to Israel in the heat. With
I know that you can sometimes stand up before they even bury the base.
Okay, but with no refrigeration technology.
Maybe they had honey. They embalmed a little bit, or maybe they did some things. I mean, the Egyptians. He's going to know how to do it better than we do today. Said him about Rav Shimon Aimer when that chavis came off the button. Rav Shimon Aimer, after the Bobby Mashi came on the seventh day, even the seventh day from Malcolm Carter, we could have come within a day. My name on Amrik Vadagam Rabbi Shalom and Abibu, who sheba umotza menachmi netzlei. Provided, when do we say if he comes on the seventh day? He can just sit for the hour and that's it. The end. Provided that the avelim are still sitting. And Menachmin are still coming. What about Ninaru Lamed? People are ready to stand up, didn't stand up yet. Do we say the fact that he didn't stand up yet? Or the fact that there's no more Menachmin anymore, so he's like he missed it and he started counting his own 7 days?
If Shiva and Shloshim is also meant to be a therapeutic thing, then when all these things cancel it out, you don't get the therapeutic thing.
That's a good point. But I guess he had some of his therapy because he already was when he was at the Levaya. Or he's traveling. During the traveling as well, he's sort of had a lot of time to think on his own.
Today, when Yom Tov cuts it out, or anything like any reason at all, so what is there for the therapeutic
thing? Very good point. Obviously, the Simcha of Yom Tov is very therapeutic. And it supplants what you should have had, you know, from people being Menachem. Tell you about Gemide. We once learned Chavrei, the friend of Rab Abba Barchia, for Rab Abba Umane. Who's the friend of Rab Abba Barchia? Rab Zeda. But I'm not going to say Chavrei, the friend of Zeda, but Rab Zeda Umane, Rab Abba, Gerei, Lechiv Rabba. Omer Rabbi Yechon, and Halacha, Rab Shimon Gamliel, by Treifus. The Halacha is like Rab Shimon Gamliel by Treifus. Don't do with this. And also the Halacha Rab Shimon Ba'ovel, not 3 days, as long, not if he comes in 3 days, if he can come even the seventh day, provided he was a Mokum Kar, if he could have come the first day, he joins them, and provided the God of Labai is there, he joins them, and that's it. According technically in Shulchan Aruch, it's only if that's where the mace, only if that's where the mace died, or that's where the mace was buried. But we're very lax on that as well. Kerab Shimon by Ovel, Halacha like Kerab Shimon by Ovel. Says Yomar Kerab Shimon by Ovel. We know what you mean. Hodam, we just learned it. Abadash Bag Betreifus. What's going on here? What Treifus? Now we learn Bnei Ma'ayim, the intestines, Nikvu that were punctured, Velechas Sois Moslem. But what happened was that the pus, the moisture that runs out of it is very thick, and it sealed. Plugs up the hole. Kshayda. Divya Rashbag. Rashbag holds kosher. My lecha. What do you mean by lecha? Amir of Kana. Shirka demea. Bits and pieces from the intestines have come out. The knock of agab ducha that comes out when you squeeze it. And therefore, that's good enough. And tachidu. It's a leniency of shingam lil. I'm a man who, somebody said, we don't know who it was. Iske, oh, I wish I had this chus. It sounds so preposterous that we should pass and so linear shingam lil against the chamim. If I had this chus, va'asik, I'll go up to the Yisrael, va'agmere l'shmaitim, v'pumid the murder. Why do I have to hear it in the name of a third person? I will go directly to the Baba, to Rabchi Baraba, and ask him, is that what he said? I can't believe he said it. So I went to Israel. Ashkel Rab Abba be the Rab Chibarabi. Taka found the Baba. Rab Chibarabi. Omle, Omma Ma. Did you Taka say halachic kiras bag betreifus? Omle, I said it. I know what I said was ain halacha. Halacha not like Rishbag. Good thing that this guy went up to Israel. Otherwise, Amri Rab Shimon by Avul Mai. So he said, what about Rab Shimon? Did you say that the halacha Rab Shimon by Avul that is even 7 days? Amalei pluktin inu tzamachleikis. The itma rav chiz da amar halacha the halacha ir v'chem v'yechin halacha the halacha rav shim that we make as long as you makum kadav even though you come in a 6 or 7 day you just count to the end everybody else does and anachman ein halacha and since we have a rule when it comes to avelos we always say the lenient side we're going to pass like rav shim when it comes to treifus we're not going to pass like rav shim
wasn't Rav Nachman in Bavel?
Yeah.
So why does he have to go chiz
also Bavel?
You have to go all the way from Bovil to Eretz Yisrael to ask.
No, but Shaila. He asked Rabbi Abba to name Rabbi Yechon, who was Eretz Yisrael, and he said it there that the halacha these 2 cases. He went to Eretz Yisrael to find out if it's true, and Rabbi Abba said that it's not true. And regarding Rabbi Shimon Avelis, it's true, but besides, there's other opinion. Not only Rabbi Yechon is also Rabbi Nachman holds this way, and Rabbi Chizah holds this way.
He could have emailed.
True. Yeah. Violet got a trip out of Eretz Yisrael after this whole thing. The ain halacha kiras bag betreifes v'halacha Rav Shimon ba'avol damarish v'halacha be amekel ba'avol halacha be amekel ba'avol Rashi v'hushlam demenachem etzalei shabab b'shvi shach in the morning actually I'm the menachem etzalei shabai didn't stand up yet nino lami menani meroitzalam they're ready to get up I'm a man do adam echad man to have somebody mepumid demari merab abba brev chiyad abzeira I'm going to hear from them directly ain halacha amni klami ain halacha Rav Shimon halacha not like him. Says Gemara, right, this is your question you asked me. Matchem mitos, if anybody passes away and you hurry with the levaya as soon as possible, within an hour or two, harayz the meshubach, the better, the quicker, the better it is. It's I'll cover it from the mace. However, al avi v'al imoy harayz the meguna. To hurry the levaya for your parents meguna because you're not giving it due care. Fakat, it'd be more covered if you take your time a little bit, consider it, and do it right, 100% right. So there you have it. Dafka by parents, we emphasize more the covered how makes anything else. So therefore, you delay it is also covered. However, hoye erev Shabbos or erev Yomtiv. If there's Shabbos or Yomtiv, and the Bach adds, or if it's raining on top of the coffin, harezim meshubah. Then even then, you should do it as early as possible. She'ena oisa el chavla v'imay. Here's the hetter. If you're doing it the chavla v'imay, then we're saying forget. It's a positive thing. Why not get a Shabbos at a Yom Tov? Either because the Poshut Pshat is delayed till after Shabbos, so it's not nice, or because it says in the Sefer Smachos that if you bury someone at a Shabbos at a Yom Tov, they go straight to Gan Eden because Gan Eden is shut down.
It says it from the Ram, it's about giving a stadium. It's not about delaying it some days. In other words, it's not.
Hespedim. Right, what about it?
If you don't, then it's not covered. It's not that it's very apparent. Quickly, one, two, three, without anyone giving hespedim.
That's what it means here. But who's saying that?
Oh,
okay, yeah. Oh, okay.
Hard scroll. They love it with hespedim. Those snakes.
Okay. Look at Rashi. No, it does. You need more. Rashi says in Matchem Mitosei Memayel Etzia. You hurry to take it out as soon as possible. And okay, right. But this here we have the license on the cover of Ima. You can either delay it or hasten, whatever it is. If you're doing it for their cover, then it's all right. I'll call Amesim, call everybody else. Rotsim and my biskai. There are certain businesses we said like a dover of it you're allowed to do during Shiva. It's up to you whether you want to reduce or not. Rashi is going to create a business. Rotsa ain't my love limo. I love limo when it comes to his parents, regardless, even though you have a heter and the dover of it, still you should reduce the business you do. I'll call him Mesim Kulan on all the Mesim Rotza Chaylitz Rotza Enchas on all the Mesim. If you want to expose your shoulder, you can. If you don't want to expose your shoulder, you don't have to. However, I'll Ovi Valimoy Chaylitz, you have to definitely expose your shoulder. That is
what
how
does that mean when they take Kriya.
They used to take Kriya. Besides Kriya over here, they used to take Kriya on their shoulder. It was supposed to be right, left side to expose the shoulder. Why actually we don't do it today? For the same reason we don't do our Tifus Shmuelim, because Goyim will laugh at us. And Maisa, we were so concerned about going well after us. Walking around with tefillin on our arm and everything else, we're not concerned. Here, we're all these concerns, the going will laugh at us. I mean, why are some of so in the spole that going will laugh at us? Don't know. It says, since we live amongst goyim, so therefore we don't want goyim to laugh at us. Okay. There was a maise, one of the greatest people in the generation. Shemais Aviv, his father, passed away. Ubikish lachlit, he wanted to expose his shoulder. Ubikish godladur achim, there was another great man standing next to him. Out of covet of this great man, he decided he also wants to expose his shoulder. Lachlit, zvenim lechol. So the first guy said, oh, because of me, the second guy, who's not a novel, is going to expose his shoulder. It's pasnish, the godladur. So he also didn't expose his own shoulder. So where you have a good reason not to expose, you don't have to. Omar Abaye, Godel Hadoir, who was the God, the first Godel Hadoir? Rebbe. Who was the second Godel Hadoir? She'imoy, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. And Rebbe, when Rebbe was about to expose his shoulder, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was doing the same thing, Rebbe decided not to. Ikedam, and I was a Pumfaket. Godel Hadoir was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. And Godel Hadoir She'imoy is Rebbe. Says, well, I don't understand. If Rebbe, if they were exposing the shoulders for their late father, who was Rebbe's late father? Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon was a Nasi. If he's a Nasi, everybody's Mechuyev to expose their shoulders. So why Rabbi Yaakov didn't? Bishloim the man dama godla doshi is Rebbe, that the second one was Rebbe, the first one Yaakov. Hainu denim the lechalos. I understand now why Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha didn't expose his own, the more Rebbe exposed his. The man dama Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was the second guy. Amainim the why did the Rebbe stop the lechalos? Rashbag nasi habe the kule alma mechayve lemechlis. Everyone should have exposed themselves. Kasha, that version taken is the problem with that story. Rashi. Shows that you really care, that you're really depressed, you're distressed.
You're tearing kriya, tear.
Besides the kriya, it's an addition to the regular kriya. To expose your heart. Rashi. Rotz chayil is ksefa, v'nim nahav, v'lechol, v'shun kovar, agad ladoi, sh'ima, shabik shalach, gambo osem. El manu v'lo sh'ima, Rabbi Yaakov, 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 for any other mace that somebody sits on veil, the other five, mistap, lach, lam, and you have to get up for 3 days. Al Ovi Velamim, my first parents, even after Shleshin, I'll take a hiccup unless somebody comes over and says, hey, your hair is too long. And Taser already has a machlekes there, and we pass on local Maisa that Yomtiv, when we say Yomtiv cancels Shleshin for the parent, doesn't mean you take a hiccup after Yomtiv. You still need to wait until somebody comes along and says, hey, your hair is too long. Yeah. Rashi. Nobody will tell me I have a trip. Rashi. Sorry, that here is way too long. Pasnished. Okay, right, the Gemara. Now, this Gemara here is only 6 lines, and this is like one of the most complex dinim there are in Avelis. The whole thing is 5 lines. Alkol hamesim kulam, for anybody else, other 5 siblings or the children or wife that you said availis, nichnis lebeis simcha, you can go to a house of festivities, la achalam yom, after 30 days. Al aviv va alimoy, but on your father, on your mother, la acha yud beis chaydish, for your father, your mother, you can't go to a house of simcha for 12 months. Omar rabba baba chana, but ula simchas mereis. What do you mean by a house? But a simchas mereis you can. What's a simchas mereis? A simchas mereis is a simcha when you invite friends and you invite each other and you reciprocate. I invite you 1 week, you invite me 1 week. A simchas mereis is allowed. But a simcha, like a marriage, a wedding, you shouldn't go to. But a simcha mereis you're allowed to. Rashi. Omar Abba, hold a tani nichle based on Mishta Lachlam, and you can go, the simchas mereis. Sorry, it's the way Rashi learned Pshat, that when we say over here, we're talking about not for your parents. We're talking about an ordinary person. We just said you're allowed to go to a simcha after 30 days for all your other siblings. We're talking about an ordinary simcha, not an extraordinary simcha. What's an ordinary simcha? What's an extraordinary simcha? So grashi. So the shoyis and reyim ba'huvins them their parties they make for each other. V'loy havi simcha kol kach that you make simcha. Avos sude the simcha ki going in a swing loy, but to a chasna you shouldn't. Okay, your parents. Talking about that for your parents. Sister's brother, yeah. For the whole year. Yeah. Says about 12 months, not 11 months. Yeah. Says he's about a mason, I'll ask you a question. It says clearly, not only Mereyes 30 days, but also Simcha 30 days. Obviously, Simcha and Mereyes are different things. Mereyes is this meal, talk about friends. And Simcha is a chasna. Are you allowed to go out to 30 days? Kasha. Taka kasha. Okay, in other words, and that's halach. After 3 days, you're allowed to go to anything. for his other siblings. Amem mas nachachis amem lund. Amar Rabbi Abba Chana ule simchas mereyes mudle chol alter. Stam simcha like a chasna get away 30 days. But a simcha mereyes, you can go straight away. Freddy Gemara of Tanya, we learned that even a simcha and mereyes both 30 days. What do you tell me mereyes, you can go straight away. Mereyes get away 30 days. A tanya, a simcha shloishim and mereyes shloishim. Like kasha. Ha ba'adi susa, ha bepuronasa. Strange little strangeness. Adesusa means if I'm initiating, inviting you to meal so that you can owe me something later, that you shouldn't start until after 3 days. But Puranisa, you already invited me once to meal. Now I have to invite you. I'm paying you back. Puranisa means I'm paying you back. I'm paying you back. I owe an outstanding debt. Like we have a chaslis. You know, you give me a present, I got to give you a present. Sivlainis. So I owe you an invite. I owe you an invite. So then I can do it straight away. That's the whole thing of Simchia. So when you walk away from here, what do you know? Sounds like very strict. You can't do anything. Rashi, tell you in a second. We don't have time to talk about it, but Areisha, Hainu Shemaskelech Malazu. So you initiate the meal of Malava. Malva Lukulim. You're lending the meal. Look how the lashon is. You invite somebody to your house. It's like a loan. I'm going to lend you to my Shabbos meal, but I expect an invitation back. Nami that meal, if you're initiating, you wait till 30 days. What a lashon peronisa, which means a punishment. It's like a punishment. If I never have to invite you because I have to, not when I want to.
Retribution, isn't it?
Yeah, shemeshalin, it really means payback. Shemeshalin and suda shenasaloi, he has to pay them back because they already gave him. There's a lot of shitters over here. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch is extremely machmer, almost like Melbourne. And the Messiah is very, very mekel. The Ramah himself brings five opinions about all these different things. Bekitza, there's a stira whether a Suda's mitzvah is worse than a Suda's shus or if a kek. A Suda's shus is worse than a Suda's mitzvah. And the Ravid has his way of answering that stira, and the other Shayramban has his way of answering that stira, blah, 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 blah. A lot of shittas. Let me just tell you, but the Rebbe's gang and the whole thing was that an Avelis, you should be as lenient as possible because any chumras you have, you're hurting the Neshama upstairs. All chassidim are extremely mekel. All chassidim go to weddings during the 12 months. All of them go, except Melbourne. And they all go. And there's so many hatedim. I'll just give you a couple of them. We don't have time. Another time. But anyway, I'm just saying you that even though the Gemara seems to be quite strict, taste already opens up.
And it's like a few more minutes.
I didn't say anything. Let's go back to the Gemara here. I said Melbourne is too machman. That's what I said. It's extremely too machman. We have time to talk about it afterwards. And all the mason you create on has to be one tefach. But when it comes to parents, you have to be megala your lev. No matter how many layers of clothing, you have to megala your lev. My color, what pasuk? How do you know that? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vayichazik David b'bgadlo." He grabbed a hold of his clothes, "Vayikrayim," and he tore them. And he tore them apart. And the ain achiz a pachas metefach. And achiz is not a tefach. It's not for my first father, it's for my first son. And achiz is a tefach. So we know for everybody's a tefach. Okay. So the ray is not expose your lev for the parents. It's only for everybody else. A tefach is sufficient. I'll call ha mesim kul and all the other mesim. Afilu lovush asar chaluk in a kerel elyon. You're wearing 10 layers of clothing. You only have to rip the top one. Al ovi vali moy kareyas kulam. When it comes to his parents, he rips through all of them. Kedem Shmuel talks about the undershirt, which is the overcoat you don't have to, or the undershirt, which is for Zeya, which is not really a thing that you don't have to, maybe either, and others say you do have to. The Avfir Kersusay, and also the right side and the left side. For everyone is the right side, and for the parents, the left side. And why the left side? Because the heart is on the left side. And we just said to expose your heart. So it's a little bit to the left.
No way is it mentioned the expense of the clothes.
We talked about it, you'll have to fix it. We'll soon see, you'll have to amend it. The afikasusay ena makevis. Afikasusay was a kind of a hat that used to have not a turban. It was like in Arab countries they have. In Turkey was the hats with the flaps.
Oh yeah,
flaps. These flaps can be very long, especially you know you're out in the Middle East and the sand, and the flaps can cover the kriya. So you would think maybe you got to rip the flaps open. No, we don't care. So the other one learned from me, you're allowed to wear a coat on top of all your kriya and cover it. But he says right here that we don't care about the afik, since it's not part of your clothes, it doesn't matter if it's not ripped open. Rashi, va'afik kasusish, al rosh on his head, ain't in my kevis, doesn't ma'akim claim it, ain't it, so you don't have to rip it open. Says in Moravaita, echad, ish, ve'echrish, makes no difference a man or a woman, they both have chayiv and kriya. However, Rav Shimon Lozer says, even though a woman's chayiv and kriya, they'd be worried about snias. So what should we do? Ha'isha kairas is a tachton. First, she rips the bottom. For her parents, you would say all your layers. So first, she rips the bottom one, and then she turns it around. Behind her. Then the chayzer is the kairas elyon. So now, you know, it's not exposed. Okay, Rashi, Isha, Shemesa, Vyayima, her parents passed away. Kairas, cholu, katachton, mishum snias. She first tears open the bottom one, snias, and turns it around. Umarzer is hakeda, lachayra, and tears it, turns it around. And then the chizet is the karas. The bottom one is covering her heart, so it's not exposed. Says in Mulvaita, I call her Mesi, call all the Mesi, Rotza Mavdil, Kame Safa Shaloi, Rotza Einu Mavdil. And all the Mesi, if you want to, you can just tear open till the rim, till the collar. So it doesn't really rip totally open. You have a slice over here, a rip, but it's not totally open. Rotza Einu Mavdil. If you want to, but if you want to rip through the collar, to manage the flap should lie open, you don't have to. However, I love you, believe me, you have to go all the way through. It's a waste of time. Even for other siblings, it's not called kriya. If you make a rip, it's not a kriya. Kriya has to be torn asunder. How do I know? How does he know the kriya has to be torn asunder? It says, grabbed the hole of his clothes. He tore them open. Lishnayim. Lishnayim Krayim to two, he tore them. It says by Elisha that he ripped open, he grabbed a hold of clothes, he tore them Lishnayim Krayim, two grips. Obviously, he tore them open into two. We have to spell out to two. Mimash, Mashnah, Yikrim, any day, Shalishnayim, two. Lishnayim Krayim Kishnayim, it should tuck it, see like two, visible. Why? Because he ripped it all the way through. And this was his Rebbe. The Foshim already asked, what's a Rebbe? We know that a Rebbe is just like your father and mother. So we're trying to prove that for everyone else also you need to rip it through and through. And you bring Meraya from Elisha and Elio. Elio was his Rebbe. So the others say that even though we say in certain respects a Rebbe is like a father, that you can't mend it, but not in every respect. In this respect, a Rebbe like anybody else. So if you rip it all the way through, Zerai, you always rip it all the way through. Rashi, Rotsim al-Kareya, Shubi, Tzor, Afrika, Dene, Nida, Hanikera, Shal, Kurbi, so it's all in the neck. You have to divide it. Another cut. So this is what you want to say. I'll call him Mesim Kulin for all the Mesim. You can pin it up or put in these very big stitches so they don't look like, you know, a proper sewing. But after 3 days, you're allowed to mend it. Go to the tailor and bring it, fix it up. After 3 days, you can use the pins or you can, you know, big stitches. But then you can never fix it up. Fix it up properly. But Isha, a woman, she shoyles alter straight away. She can pin it up. The pnei kavoda because of the covered, because it's sneers. That's her covered. That's her covered to be with sneers. Ki also Rovin, I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rovin came to Rabbi Yechon. I'll call Hamesim. Rotze Korebe Yad, Rotze Korebe. Came on, use a razor in your hand. You can. I'll Oviv Aliv Yad. You got to use your hand. You can start to rip the razor, but then the rest has to be done by hand. And all the Mesim, you can start from the inside. From the outside. You don't want to ruin it completely. You get a knife, it's straight, and then make you fix it. But by a parent, it doesn't make a difference. You can never fix it anyway, so use your hand. So Rashi seems to be learning Karev Fanim, not that you start from the Fanim and you work your way out. Karevani means that you can tear your inner shirt, you don't have to tear your outer shirt, which is an unfortunate problem. Because before we said you should do your outer shirt, you don't have to do all the layers, but you should just do the outer one. And here Rashi seems to be saying that you can even do just the inner one. And nobody even has to see the kriya, as Rashi just said here. And she'enu kareh mechutz le'inako. Okay, back to Rami Yechon. I call him as he called him from the outside. I love him, okay, from the outside. Rami Yechon, I'm a chen l'nossi, and nossi is the same thing. I watch, kareim, b'chut from the outside. Mate, so I ask a question. It seems to say, lo hushru lo aviv le'imai, the only din that the nossi shares with the din of parents is elu l'ichl b'vad. Only when it comes to the mending, and I'll amend it afterwards. My lab, I feel the nossi. I mean, the nossi is not equal to the parents. I'm like, no, levar min nossi. A nossi is equal to the parents, other dinim as well. Not all, but other dinim as well. My father, you can never mend it. If a nasi passed away, what you should do is Kafu, asisa, v'kuma, lotun over your bed and stand on it. V'ach v'kriya alma. Make sure the kriya is exposed so everyone can see that you just tore kriya for a nasi. Rashi kafir. This is a half of a matzah. The rebbe Rambam will understand it. The kodesh kodesh. You don't have. Moshe see. Chalam kishetikra. Moshe see how you write. You tearing kriya for him. Al chacham. A chacham is not as great as a nasi, but a chacham like a rov that everybody gets is talking from him. Is al chacham an a chacham chaylitz miyamin. Where do you expose your shoulder on the right side? Al av bezin on the av bezin is small from the left side. Al nasi mikan mikan. And a nasi you do on both. Rashi chacham emun ala ir shemavak shemen hayra. People ask you shaylus. Chaylitz kasem miyamin. You what? You tear from the right side. Torah we learned. Chacham shemeis. If a chacham died, based medrashi bottle. If the rav of the city died, his shul stops learning. Rashi oisan should gilin lumet teidem epiv. All those who are his constituents. What about av bezin shemeis? Av Bezin, his influence, his sphere of influence is much wider than just one shul, the whole community. Then Kol Batim Medrash Shabira, every single base of medrash in that city are under his influence. And Av Bezin is greater than a Chacham, is Betelim, a Batl. V'nichnosin lebeis haKnesses, and they don't daven with the minion. They go into the shul. Umishanin, look what happens. If an Av Bezin dies, they all go into the shul. They don't sit, everyone's like an oval. You don't sit in your regular place. Hayoshvin b'tzafon, yoshvin b'dorim. Those who generally sit in the north move to the south. Hayoshvin b'dorim, yoshvin b'tzafon. Those who generally sit in the south move to the north. And they go there. Okay, that's by an Av Bezin, sorry. If a Nasi shemeis, so you still go to shul and you daven, but you just change your places. If a Nasi dies, this is what you do. But the medrash of then you cancel all minyanim, you cancel everything. Ubnei haknesses nichnasim haknesses. The people go to shul to do what? Not to daven. The koyin shiva. They hear kriyas hatayde. The yoytzin they go home and they daven on their own. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Kochayim Eloishi yelchul v'tayim. So we say don't go spend time in beis hamedrash when a nasi passes. What do you mean go home and have a good time? It means ela yoytzin v'tayim. Go home and sit there and sit by velus. Like Tishba we say you don't learn. It doesn't mean to play around all day. It means you got to sit and think about that velus. Okay, Rashi. The koyin in shiva b'sefer Torah. The ain mispalin yachem b'sefer Knesset. You don't daven in a shul. Ela kol echad ve'echad mispal. They all go home. They all go home.
Can do Rashi tomorrow.